The devil tries to shut everything and thinks that he is going to win. But he can't win because the word of the Lord will not fail. It shall not return unto you void. It cannot return unto you void. It will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which he sees fit for it to accomplish. Let me tell you, God in heaven is moving, and people are calling into the prayer chamber, and they're testifying, they're finding out about this great move of God. They're joining us in the prayer chamber. They're receiving words of prophecy and words of knowledge. They're feeling the Holy Ghost break chains of witchcraft off of them right in their home. Demons have come out of some. Backsliders have come back to the Lord over the phone and refilled with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about what they used to call an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival, where we just let God have his way. And the only thing different is people are joining in from all around the nation, calling from almost every state, watching through social media from around the world, sending in emails saying, while the prophetess spoke to one, I received the miracle at the same time. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that God is still in the miracle business. He has not changed his provision or his position. He is still the miracle worker. He is still the way maker. He is still the great I am. And through him, all things are possible. Tonight is a special personal prophecy service. I am going to take time on those lines, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to prophesy and speak the word God gives me. What does a word from God do? It changes destiny. You've asked God. Some have been like David. You've said, what do I do? Do I pursue? Do I stop? Do I give up? Do I go in another direction? Make no decision before tonight, because I believe God is going to speak into your spirit, and God is going to give that miracle release and that miracle word for your ministry. And preacher, you're going to see that the greatest anointing and the greatest move of God has come through this pandemic. For what the enemy made for evil, the Lord is turning around for the good. Oh, you're going to see that business, he knew what he was doing when he said wait. Because when he opens the door and brings favor through the right person, that business is going to explode, and God is going to put your name in a high place, saith the Lord. Oh, I feel it strongly. That promotion is coming on the job, and there is no devil in hell that shall be able to stop you, saith the Lord. Enough is enough. You've been through the fire. You've been through the flood. You've been through great testing. But you're coming out, and you're coming into a season of supernatural miracles and supernatural breakthrough and supernatural turnaround, saith the Lord. Neighbor, I feel the anointing to prophesy. I want to speak to you. The thing about this church by phone prophetic prayer line, you don't talk to somebody else. Nobody gets on the phone ahead of Apostle and I. You're talking directly to the prophet and the apostle. The double portion action team that's standing together. And I'm telling you that on tonight, Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you are going to walk into a season of supernatural miracles, supernatural breakthrough, and supernatural turnaround. Thou shalt say, my God has not forsaken me, but he has made a way where there seemed to be no way. Tonight, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, you must meet us in the prayer chamber at area code 318-754-0001. That's 318-754-0001. And then press *5 on your telephone keypad once you get in the prayer chamber. I'm telling you that there is a move of God happening, and you don't have to miss it. Your dry time is going to change. That word is going to come. Doesn't matter what kind of word that you need. If it is a spiritual breakthrough that you seek, God's going to send the angels that he sent to the prophet Elijah when he was weary under the juniper tree. He had the greatest victory of his life. But then came a time of testing and he felt alone. But the word came, the angels came and ministered unto him. Maybe what you need is financial. That one that has to deal with the IRS and another, the bills are just mounting. The finances are less and less, but he can give you that word just like he did for Peter and tell you where to go to fish and put a gold coin in his mouth. I remember a long time ago, my dad, my mother, and I were in Miami in a crusade, and Sister Green's mother was there. She had bills she could not pay, and God said, go fishing. What? Go fishing. And she went out fishing and thought it was because it was a place that brought her comfort and calmness. And the first fish she caught, the Lord said, look in the mouth. Oh, I know some devil isn't going to believe it, but I'm going to tell you, the God of yesterday is still the God of today. And when she opened up that mouth of that fish, and it was not a small one, and put her hand in, she pulled out a wad of $100 bills, $2,000, because God gave her a word. The word might sound crazy, but if you'll believe it and stand on it, after tonight, there's going to be a break. There's going to be a shift. There's going to be a release. And God is going to bring a supernatural blessing, even if he has to open the windows of heaven. God said he has been speaking to some that have not been obedient. And so now the Lord himself is going to go before you and the Lord is going to bring the blessing if he has to bring it straight from heaven. Just remember, there is nothing too hard for God to do. My time has come and gone again. But you can join Apostle Broadnax and myself tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get in the prayer chamber at area code 318-754-0001. And once you're in the prayer chamber, press *5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand for prayer. Join us tonight, and I believe that you will receive a word from God and a miracle breakthrough that will change your destiny.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
How many know that he'll do it over? He'll do it over. He'll do it over and over again.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your money before you get it? Do you want the freedom to spend time with your family and friends? Welcome to The Perfect Key, formerly 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and start your own business. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be permanently removed. You have the opportunity to work from home with amazing free leadership training. You'll be able to get your own personalized website and software, make residual income with no background checks. I'm looking to help you leave a legacy for your family. 318-730-8441. Always remember, your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority and the perfect key.
The Perfect Key, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Give you peace when the storm is raging. I'll be your light when the road ahead seems dim. I have the power. Just as in my
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Yeah. I've been down, tell me what you see. I've been laying low, the scope is seen. I've been up, tell me what you see. I've been itching up because I need
I calm down, I ain't stopping, I'ma go. God feel sounds, I'ma fill it with that hope. Go get the sound, I don't keep it on the low. I'ma put it in my clothes, cause my people need to know. Hop on the scene, you know it's a scene, you know we in action. Okay. I really believe since I was a teen, I don't do no acting. Oh, yeah. I'm teaching them things, they wouldn't even seen, it's what's everlasting. Deliver 16s while I'm 116, you know it's no capping. I really hop on the floor just to get them delivered, he's coming, I cannot today. I see the cards, I was double, my God always winning, so line them up, I wanna play. I cannot sit on the side, yo, I got this inside of my soul, I'm a type of nice. I gotta get up and go when I'm feeling below, try again, but it's yeah.
I've been down, tell me what you see.
What you see?
I've been laying low, the scope is I've been up, tell me what you see. I've been itching up because they need light.
I came down, I ain't stopping, I'm on go. God feel sounds, I'm a healing with the hope. Going with the sound, I'll keep it on the low. I'ma put it in the flow, cause they really gotta know. Cook at 2 a.m. and see the dad at Waffle House. I've been on a mission, I've been working on the bounce. Labels looking at us, wanna know what this about. How the young prophet making change with the sound. This that new era, new era, new wineskin. I ain't even trying any more, man, I'm just vibing. Back when I was younger, I was plucking on the violin. God was orchestrating everything, man, yeah. I can't hide it.
I've been down, tell me what you see.
What you see?
I've been laying low, the scope is seen. I've been up, tell me what you see. I've been
need a notebook.
Hey, drop the label, then I drop the tape. Yeah, if it ain't about Yahweh, I don't conversate. Hopping off the Sprinter van, yelling, God is great. Yeah, you got plenty fans, but they oscillate. If you hate, you look like Smeagol. Yes, you tight as jersey clean. Blue and white like R2-D2. Might be riding in a Regal. And I'm righteous and I'm regal.
Yeah. I've been down. Tell me what you see. Why? I've been laying low to scope the scene. I've been up. Tell me what you see. I've been reaching up because they need ya. Come down. I ain't stopping. I'ma go. God feel the sounds. I'ma fill up with that hope. Gon' beat the sound. I'ma keep it on the. Cause my people need it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.